And joining us now here on the American Ag Network, Troy Bauer, technical field representative for BASF. Troy, how are you today?
Doing well, Jesse. How are you doing?
I am fantastic, Troy. Appreciate you joining us here today on the American Ag Network. And we got some interesting things to talk about. And I think, you know, just for starters, we're looking at a growing season coming up here in 2021 where the rising price of soybeans has a lot of growers thinking about planting more soybeans this year. The acreage battle that's shaping up is really going to be impressive to watch. And I know that's kind of what you and the BASF team are hearing from growers as well, is that they're starting to think a lot about planting more soybeans because of these higher soybean prices.
Yeah, Jesse, that is spot on. I think with the commodity prices where they are, it looks as if the markets are trying to buy more soybean acres. I think as growers think about their soybean acres and expanding their soybean acres, they're looking at a year where they're trying to maximize yield potential. And one of the things growers are asking a lot about is soybean inoculants in the marketplace.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about those inoculants, Troy, and maybe go through some of the things that growers can do to help maximize that ROI by using inoculants.
You bet. Some things to think about with inoculants. I think many growers think that if they've planted soybeans recently, that there is enough Brady rhizobia in the soil, the native rhizobia there to fix all the nitrogen needs for the soybean plants. And if you consider soybeans need about 5 pounds of nitrogen for every bushel that they produce, and most of the nitrogen through that whole rhizobia symbiotic relationship, we need to really ensure that they have the proper level of rhizobia in the soil. And one way to do that is to provide a fresh new rhizobia source every year, because if you rely on the rhizobia that are in the soil, they kind of get lazy and they kind of try to survive. And especially as you get into the upper Midwest, Minnesota, Dakotas, places like that, it can get pretty cold in the wintertime. And so the rhizobia, they're just trying to survive in the soil. And so we at BASF, we've developed we supply an inoculant that maximizes its nitrogen fixation to help maximize yield potential for the growers out there.
Well, and I would have to think as well, you know, you talk about getting that inoculant into the field, into the soil, and you know, I'm hearing from some producers that they're talking about taking some of these continuous corn on corn fields and going to soybeans this year. So I would definitely think it would be very important to get those inoculants in the soil on a field that hasn't seen soybeans in many, many years.
Yeah, that's a great point. As we look at the research trials that we conducted in 2020 with Vault IP Plus, we were getting a 3 bushel per acre yield response over the untreated and 2 to 3 bushels over our main competitors in fields where we've been rotating to soybeans recently. But certainly if you're looking at acres that have not seen soybeans in some time or maybe never at all as soybean acres expand, we definitely need a rhizobia source, at least one. Vault IP Plus on the seed is probably the number one recommendation we would make. But in some of those cases, I'll tell you what, this is probably a whole nother subject, but if you haven't had soybeans there at all, you might want to consider double inoculation where you would plant or supply another rhizobia source at planting time, either in furrow or on the seed, in addition to the Vault IP Plus that we would include as a seed treatment. So yeah, that's a really good topic, Jesse.
Well, you mentioned Vault IP Plus, and I know BASF, you have a few different inoculant products on top of Vault IP Plus. Maybe you want to talk a little bit more about Vault IP Plus or some of your other products, Troy.
You bet. I might spend just a bit of time on Vault IP Plus because that's a new introduction in the marketplace this year. It's a top performing inoculant. The thing that makes it different is we actually have 2 different bacilli strains with the Vault IP Plus, and they will suppress, they're actually EPA registered for suppression of Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. They grow with the roots under the soil, and as a result of that suppression and the working with the plant, they actually increase root and shoot growth. And that's important because that'll help increase moisture and nutrient uptake. It's say 1.1 fluid ounces per hundredweight. So we have less packaging and a lower application rate. And I think in a year where growers are trying to maximize their yield potential, they're going to put as much seed treatment as they can on their soybeans. And so this lower application rate will certainly aid them in applying other seed treatments as well.
Well, Troy, any other products from BASF you'd like to mention or any other wrap-up points in general here as we're looking at getting ready to plant in 2021?
You know, as we continue to expand our seed treatment portfolio in BASF, we actually have a complete lineup of seed treatments in addition to crop protection products for our customers to maximize their yield potential. My encouragement is if growers have more questions, that they go to BASF.agproducts.com or they can ask questions to their local BASF representative.
Well, Troy, I appreciate the time joining us here today on the American Ag Network. A lot of great insight from BASF and what you guys have going on when we talk about soybean inoculants and more. So I appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Jesse, thanks so much. You have a great day.